The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Moshe Hillel Kaufman.
Baruch haba, we're doing Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simon Kuf Chav Ches, Sifim Alv to Hey. Dinei Chodesh Elul. Sif Aleph. May Rosh Chodesh Elul ad Acha Yom HaKippurim Hemim Yimei Ratzon. From Rosh Chodesh Elul until after Yom Kippur, those are the days of benevolence. V'af ki b'chol HaShon HaKodesh Baruch Hu Mekabel Tshuva Min HaShavim Eilav B'lev Sholem. And even though throughout the year HaKodesh Baruch Hu accepts Tshuva for those who return to Him with a full heart, Mikol Malkoim nevertheless, Yomim Elu Muvcharim Yaisa Muzumanim L'Tshuva. These days are more special and more close to accomplishing Tshuva. Yaisim Yimei Rachmim Yimei Ratzon, because they are days of mercy and benevolence. Ki B'Reish Chodesh Elul, because on Reish Chodesh Elul, Ola Moshe Al Har Sinai L'Kabel Luchas Shnius. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai to receive the second Luchas. Nishtar Hashem Mem Yoyim. And he waited there 40 days. That was the 30 days of Elul plus the 10 days of Tishrei. V'yard v'yod Tishrei. And he went down from the mountain on the 10th of Tishrei. Shaya az gemar kapar. That was the end of the kapara. Yod Tishrei is Yom Kippur. Umin az. And from then, hukdashu yomim elul yimei ratzon. These days are special and set aside to be days of to be days of mercy. Yom Yud B'Tishrei, the Yom Kippurim, and the 10th of Tishrei was established to be Yom Kippur. Uminag B'Rev HaMekaymis, this Anais B'Ev Rosh Chodesh Elul, and the minag in most places in his time was to fast on Ev Rosh Chodesh Elul. V'Lasay Seder Yom Kippur Katan, and to do the Seder Yom Kippur Katan, the Mincha before Rosh Chodesh, there's an extended Slichas and other tefillas before Rosh Chodesh. Some people do it every month, but Rosh Chodesh Elul, that is something where most people did it in his time. Kadesh Yachinu Libam L'Tshuva, so that they should prepare their hearts for Tshuva. Vimchal Rosh Chodesh B'Shabbos, and if Rosh Chodesh fell out on Shabbos, Makdimin the Yom Hei Shulafanav. So the Seder Yom Kippur Katan is not done on Friday Erev Shabbos, rather it's done on the Thursday before. That's when they do the Seder Yom Kippur Katan. HaRizal Kosav, the Rizal writes, V'asher lo yitzada, it says in the Pasuk, and he didn't try to hunt and kill the person, V'aloikim ina liyadai, and Hashem made him appear, made the person who was going to be fell upon appear, V'samti lach, and I'll give you a place to go into Gullus, to the Ir Miklat. So, that's an acronym for the words Elul. Laimer to tell us, this is the time of year where it's very easier, much easier to get tshuva for the averis that were done throughout the year. It's also another hint to remind us that even for averes that were done by accident, one still needs to obtain tshuva. As well, other dashners said, it says in the Pasuk, Umal Hashem eslevavcha veslevav zarecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give a mila to your heart. He'll take away the hardness of your heart, eslevav zarecha, and the heart of your children. Eslevavcha veslevav is Reshi Tevis Elul. V'chein, ani l'doidi v'doidi li. Same too, the Pasuk, ani l'doidi, I'm to my beloved, and my beloved is to me. It's talking between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Reshi Tevis, ani l'doidi v'doidi li, is Reshi Tevis Elul. V'chein, as well, the Pasuk, ish l're'ehu matanis lev yoinim. One man to another, and they should give matanis to the poor. Again, ish l're'ehu, Matanis lev yoinim is Reshi Tevis Elul. Remez l'shloisha dvayim shehem tshuva tefillah tztaka. This is a hint to the three things which are tshuva tefillah tztaka. Shetzichim lizdariz behem b'chaydish zeh, that one must be more vigilant to do them in this month. Umal Hashem, when it said the pasuk Umal Hashem is Lavav Chos Lavav Zarecha, the Rami is L'tshuva. That's to hint regarding tshuva. Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li, Rami is L'tfila. That's a hint to tfila. Shehi Rinas Doidim, which is like the song of a beloved. And Ish L'Rei U'matonis Lev Yoinim, Rami is L'tztaka. That's referring to tzedaka. Sif Beis. Naigin L'skaya Shaifa B'chaydish Zeh. The minig is to stop blowing the shofar in the month of Elul. U'maschilim b'yoyim beiz reish chaydish, and we start on the second day of reish chaydish. V'saikin b'chol yoyim la'achat tfila shacharis tashrat. And we blow every day after shacharis a tkiya, shvarim trua, and tkiya. Chutz me'erv Rosh Hashanah, except for erv Rosh Hashanah, shemafsikin b'y, that we don't blow on that day. K'day l'hafsik b'in tkiyas v'shus l'tkiyas mitzvah. In order to distinguish between the shofar blowing that is a reshus, that is not required, I mean, it was just a minhag that we're blowing every day in Elul, and to distinguish between that and the tkiyas that we actually have to do on Rosh Hashanah, where that's a mitzvah min haTorah to blow shofar on those days, and that on the days of Rosh Hashanah. It should be pointed out that this minhag is only done when there's a tzibur davening. If for some reason a person wasn't able to go to shul and he's davening b'yichidus, so he doesn't have to take out a shofar or get a shofar to blow tkiyah shvarim to a tkiyah after his davening. It's something that's only done when there's a tzibur. The tam atkiyas b'chaydish zeh, the reason for the tkiyas in this month, k'day la'ayres ha'am l'tshuva, in order to awaken the nation to do tshuva. K'chein hu ateva shal ha'shofar, because that is the nature of the shofar, la'ayre l'hachrid, to arouse someone and to make him tremble. Like the pasuk says, "Hayisak haShofar bi'ir va'am lo yicharadu." Will the shofar be blown in the city and the nation will not tremble? I noyagim b'medinas elu. Also, we're noyag in these places. Miyoyim beis reish chaydish alu ad shmini atzeres. From the second day of reish chaydish until shmini atzeres, I'm in b'bayku ve'erev. We say by day and night la'achar tefila. After davening, as hamizma the capital of l'dovid Hashem ayi v'yishi. And that is the reason why we say it is because of the Medrash, that Hashem Ayri, Hashem is my light, Rosh Hashanah. That's referring to Rosh Hashanah time. V'yishi, and he's my savior, V'yom Kippur, and that refers to Yom Kippur. Ki Yitzbeneni B'sukai, and as the capital continues, that he will guard me and hide me in his tent, Remez L'sukas, that's a referring to Sukkos. Now, it should be pointed out that the different minhagim, whether to say L'David Hashem Ayri by Mincha or by Marv. Everyone agrees that we say it by Shachris, and everyone agrees that you have to say it one other time. Some places have a minig to say it by Mincha, L'David Hashem, usually Nusach Sfard, and Nusach Ashkenaz is to say L'David Hashem by night. So a lot of times people ask, you know, they're Nusach Ashkenaz, but they daven Mincha and Marv in a Nusach Sfard shul. So when the shul says by Mincha L'David Hashem, because they're davening Nusach Sfard, so they also say it along with the Tzibur, and the question comes, do you have to say it again at night, after Marv, according to your minig, if you're davening again in a Nusach Sfard shul, and they're not saying it at night? And the answer is that no. Again, the main thing is once during the morning, and another time either afternoon or evening, so if you already said it, you don't have to, not required to repeat it and say it again. If a person wants to say it again, it's a ketuv tehillim. It's no harm done. But once you said it already once in the morning and once in the afternoon, you've accomplished the minhag. Oid noyagin loyma tehillim b'tzibur b'chol makom l'fi minhagoy. Also, the minhag is in Elul to start saying tehillim. The tzibur says tehillim at each place according to its custom. Mishenichnas Elul ad Yom Kippurim. Once Elul comes, and through Yom Kippur, tell Yom Kippur, Kishakaisiv Adam Igeris Lechaver, when a person is writing a letter to his friend, Sarach Laramez Boy Bitchilasoi Vesaifa Shumavakish Olov, Mavarcha Shizke Bimea Den Aboim Letoiva. He should write either at the beginning of the letter or at the end of the letter that he's davens for him, that and he gives him a bracha that he should be Zaycha during the days of judgment, to be remembered for good, that he should be written and sealed in the book of Chaim Toivim, of good life. Sif Gimel. Anshei Maise Noigin Livdoik B'Chodesh Zeh Tfilin U'Mezuzah Shelehen. People of note are careful on the month of Elul to check their tefillin and their mezuzahs. V'chol asher yimtzu sham bedek b'shar mitzvos, as well as any other mitzvah that they have that requires a checking on, yisaknu this. So they should fix it and straighten things out. Of course, the chiyuv to check a mezuzah al pi din is only twice in 7 years, every 3.5 years. However, there are some people who are scrupulous and like to check it more often, and they do so at Elul time. Sif Dalet. Mishabbos shel achar Tisha B'Av lehalan, from the Shabbos that's after Tisha B'Av and forward, maftirin b'zayin Shabbosay zayin din achemta. For 7 weeks, we say the haftaras of the zayin din achemta, the 7 haftaras of comforting, to comfort us that the regarding the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. V'imchol yoyim alav d'Rosh Chodesh Elul b'Shabbos. So the first day of Rosh Chodesh Elul falls out on Shabbos. Doichin aniyas sayira. We push off the Haftarah of Aniyah Sayirah, Maftirin HaShemayim Kisi, and we say the Haftarah of HaShemayim Kisi, Mimei Sheyesh Bo Gam Kein Minechama Yis Yushalayim, because it also talks about the comforting of Yushalayim. And we're still in part of the Zayin Din Nechemta, so we have to say a Pasha of Nechama, but we also want to have something to do with Reish Chayidish and Elul in there. On B'Shabbos, Pashas Kiseitse, so then on Pashas Kiseitse, Sha'az Maftin Rani Akara, that's when we say Rani Akara, so Mashlim and Allah Gam Aniyah Sayra. So we add on Maftarah of Aniyah Sayra, which we skipped, and we add that on to the Haftarah of Rani Akara, Shehi Smuchala, because that's juxtaposed in the Nevi'im. Imtara B'Shabbos Reish Chodesh Elul V'Amar Aniyah Sayra, so let's say they made a mistake, and on Shabbos Reish Chodesh Elul, they said Aniyah Sayra instead of skipping it and saying Hashemayim Kisi, but they said Aniyah Sayra. Im nizker koydim sheberech lacharei, if they remembered before they said the end brachas of the Haftarah, Yomer gam Hashemayim Kisi, so then they should, after they finish Aniyah Sayra, and they realize they should say the Haftarah of Hashemayim Kisi, v'yavarech lacharei, and then they should say the end brachas of the Haftarah after they finish Hashemayim Kisi. However, let's say the end brachas for the Haftarah were made, and then they realized, oops, we said the wrong Haftarah. So they should say the Haftarah of Shemayim Kisi without saying any brachas on it. And if Rosh Chodesh Elul falls on Sunday, so normally when Rosh Chodesh is on Sunday, we say the Haftarah of Mocha Chodesh. But in a case of Rosh Chodesh Elul falls out on Sunday, we'll push off the Haftarah of Mocha Chodesh and we won't say it. She'ein ba minachama is Yushalayim, because there's no Nechama of Yushalayim in Mocha Chodesh, and we still have to complete the Zayin Din Nechemta. U'maftir Aniyah Sayra. So therefore, we do the Haftarah of Aniyah Sayra in such a case. Sifhei. Miyayim Aleph Shekaydim Rosh Hashanah Ve'elech. From the Sunday that precedes Rosh Hashanah and onwards, Mashkim and Lislichas, we wake up early in order to say Slichas. V'mchor Rosh Hashanah B'yayim Beis, or B'yayim Gimel, and if Rosh Hashanah falls out on a Monday or a Tuesday, Maschin M'yayim Rishayim B'Shavu HaKoydim, we start not the Sunday before Rosh Chodesh, before Rosh Hashanah, but we start even earlier, we start the whole week prior, we start the Sunday prior to the week of Rosh Hashanah. And when we wake up early to say the slichas, we have to wash our hands, and we have to, when one goes to the bathroom, he says the bracha, and he washes his hands again, and he says bechas atayra. And after slichas, you should wash his hands again, negel vaser, and without a bracha. And this is all talking about in when they used to wake up already before Alois HaShachar in order to say Slichas. They would wake up very early, and since there's a machlaikis, whether or not it's the sleeping at night that makes the requirement that you have to wash your hands, or whether it's the night itself that is the requirement, and therefore, once Alois HaShachar comes, that's the only time you can wash your hands. So therefore, he's saying here that you should do both, meaning when before you're going to say slichas, you have to wash your hands because you were sleeping at night and you have to wash your hands. And now, when after you said slichas, and now it became past alayis hashachar, so now you should wash your hands again for that reason of washing negel vasa. However, in our days, many people find it impossible to wake up so early to say slichas. It's something where in our generation our bodies are a little weaker. So therefore, most of the time in most shuls, slichas is much later, and it's already into the day. So already, if you already woke up after alayis hashachar, which according to the clock at those times is very common, so then you don't have to wash negel vasa again after slichas. You're already fine from when you washed initially. With regards to saying slichas, so sometimes if there's a bris in shul, so normally when it comes to regular davening, by shachris, if there's a bris to be in shul, so then we don't say tachnun. Then the question is, when it comes to slichas, where at the end of slichas we have tachnun also, so if there's a bris that day, do we do nefilas apayim? Do we say tachnun? So if the slichas is being done before alayis hashachar, which is the way it used to be done, so the time of the bris is not till, you can't do a bris before alayis hashachar. Bris is usually done after nates, but certainly after alayis is not even the time of doing the bris. So therefore, one would say tachnun by slichas, even if there was a bris to be held later after shachris in the shul. When it comes to a chassan, so then it gets a little more complicated because the chassan already, he's already a doymel melech, he's already there now. So many people would not do tachlin for a chassan, but there are those that argue. And that's all if we're talking about it happened before alayis hashachar, the slichas. But if, as is common, the slichas is starting after alayis hashachar, so then there is a machlaikis in the paiskim whether a bris would... if there's a bris later that day, if we would say tachlin by slichas, it's mashma from the Elef Hamata, and it's Shevet Alevi's night that way, that even if there was to be a bris, if already you got up to tachlin and it was after alayis hashachar, you would still do tachlin. But there are those that argue, and certainly one can't say that they're doing wrong if they do so. With regards to if people are saying slichas in the house of an oval, so normally, again, we don't say tachnun in the house of an oval. And there are various opinions as to what to do with regards to the tachnun that's part of slichas and a base oval. Each place should follow the custom of its own town in that regard. With regards to blowing the shofar during Rosh Chodesh Elul, the Gris Meishan Chelek Dalid asks, has a question, what happens if the tzibur forgot to blow shofar in the morning? What should they do? So he points out that there are opinions that say that shofar was blown once in the morning and once later in the afternoon. And since one, even though our minigus is blown in the morning, because we also the person should have, you know, the mind of tshuva already from the morning, he should get that. And our minigus is only to blow once. However, if that one time was missed, then certainly the tzibur should blow in the afternoon. So he says in a situation where it was forgotten for the tzibur to blow in the morning by shachris, they should blow shofar in the afternoon and be yotzei the minhag of blowing shofar that way. Of course, we don't blow shofar at night. Night is a time of din, and shofar is also considered din. So the minhag is we only blow shofar during the day. So if for some reason they forgot shachris and they forgot mincha, they should not blow the shofar at night, because then already it's too late and we're not ma'ariyah dinim at night. For a similar reason, that's why when it comes to saying slichas, some people would find it hard to say slichas in the morning, and they prefer rather to say slichas at the night before after Maariv, and this way they'll be able to work out their morning schedule better. But again, because slichas is considered also something of din, we know that's something that's not done in the beginning of the night. It's after Chatzais that there's a lot of people who they're not, that's allowed. But even though the minhag was to do early in the morning before alayis hashachar, but if someone wanted to do it earlier after Chatzais, so then there are customs to do that, and that's not a problem. However, doing it before Chatzais halayla, you know, when it's night. So that in general is something that minig is not to do that because of the dinim. Moshe says if it's a situation where, you know, no one could go to shul at the time early in the morning because of dangers and the situation is one where there's a threat to, you know, some type of sakana. So then, first, you know, rather than being mavato the slichas, so obviously, perhaps it would be better, you know, to do it even before Chatzos if need be, but that's only a Shasud Chag type of situation. Otherwise, we don't do these. We don't do slichas at night. One has to wait till pre-dawn or at least till after Chatzos to do slichas. When saying slichas, sometimes the shul shliach tzibah is going a little bit faster than perhaps you're able to keep up with. One thing to point out is that saying the yud gimel midas with the tzibah, that's one of the ikar parts, and so one should stop or plan things out so he should be able to say the yud gimel midas with the tzibah. Also, when it comes to the after the Gimel Midas, sometimes they have some psukim that are then going to be talking about. Based on that, is where the next capital of Slichas is based on. Those psukim also are of high importance when it comes to things, and they should not be skipped. Rather, that you should skip another portion of the Slichas, which is considered less important. Cold of